We've only really just begun 2021, just a couple of months in, but election season is already starting to heat up for 2022. On the state level, of course, we've got a number of folks who have thrown their hats in the rings for that open U.S. Senate seat. We've also got some pretty important races that are going to be on the ballot locally in Orange County in 22 as well, including a race for district attorney of Orange County. Jim Woodall has been the DA since 2005. He's not running for re-election, though, which means that seat is open. And we are joined today by an individual who is really familiar to a lot of folks here in Orange County. He's been the assistant district attorney in Orange since 2006, and he is here to announce he's throwing his hat in the ring. Jeff Niemann joins us here in the studio. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great, Aaron. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the run.
Yeah, well, so I've been working in the office for now about 15 years, and what I learned and was excited to see is that, at least for me, there really wasn't an opportunity to try to help improve the community that I live in, that I grew up in, better than being an assistant DA. There's so many ways in which an assistant DA's work or a DA's work touches the lives of the community. And when Jim told us that he was intending not to run again, I thought the best way now that I can serve that community is to step up and seek the office of district attorney.
What is Jim Woodall's legacy going to be?
I would say, you know, that what I've noticed a lot of times with district attorneys is people tend to center their legacy around their biggest cases. So probably the Lawrence Lovett trial, who was convicted of killing Eve Carson, I would guess would be arguably the most memorable case he ever handled. As far as those who know him better, I think Jim's legacy is about the fact that there are few people in this profession that I know that are of higher integrity and legal intelligence. He is somebody that any lawyer would be proud and willing to go to get guidance and advice, and they know they would be both honest and smart on the law. He is a sharp lawyer.
Yeah, there have been a lot of changes to the criminal justice system in the last 15 years, a lot of reforms that are still ongoing, and a lot of work that you and the DA's office have already done with a whole bunch of different agencies within and outside of law enforcement working on criminal justice. What are you hoping to continue in that vein going forward?
Well, there's a lot of things I'm excited about. One of which is some work that's already begun with the Second Chance Act. So the Second Chance Act is essentially an omnibus bill that changed the way that we handle old convictions, especially of people who've been convicted when they were minors. As you know, we raised the age recently, but there are thousands of people who have criminal records in part from convictions they got when they were minors. The way those records can be expunged. And there is an option that either the individual can petition the court to have an expunge, or the law specifically says the DA's office on its own motion chooses that. We're taking that initiative, and we plan to do that. Frankly, I've said for years that we shouldn't be treating children as adults in adult court. The law has now changed, and this is a way to in some way retroactively recognize what the law should be. Other things, a lot of them have to do with the Criminal Justice Resource Office, with Kate Fenhagen's office. We need to continue to make improvements as we have with our pretrial detention. I believe, and as a candidate, as an assistant DA, and would believe as DA, that whether or not somebody waits in jail awaiting trial should not be dependent on how much money they have. The current system is a bail bond system, but there are ways for us to work within that system to make fair, intelligent decisions about whether or not someone is likely to come to court and whether or not they're safe. And those are really the key decision makers, and we decide where they fit on those two points, and then we make a decision of whether or not they need to be detained or they can be out awaiting trial or something in the middle like GPS or house arrest or that kind of thing. So, you know, lots of things I'm excited about. Those are a couple that I'm particularly highlighting.
Speaking with Jeff Niemann, longtime assistant district attorney in Orange County, going to be running for the DA's position next year, next November, with the primary coming up in whatever month it ends up being. That's still kind of up in the air, but the general election in November of next year. For people who don't know, tell us about yourself, your background.
Yeah, so I grew up here, came up through the schools, sort of a combination of Chapel Hill and Orange County schools, but started in kindergarten at Carby Elementary, and I guess I summarize by saying finished up at Chapel Hill High School, went to college at UNC Chapel Hill, law school at North Carolina Central University, pretty much unbroken living in Chapel Hill, somewhere in Orange County in Chapel Hill all that time. Was lucky while I was in law school to, one, meet a wonderful young woman, Stephanie, my wife, who agreed eventually later in our in life, agreed to marry me, and we have two wonderful children. But also while in law school, I got an internship with the DA's office, and actually was offered it by then DA Carl Fox. I remember getting the call. And immediately realized that this is something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy being in the courtroom. I like trying cases. And like I said, that, you know, the ability to just make incremental positive effects in people's lives, and that's for all the people that come in the courtroom, the victims of crime, witnesses of crime, people who work in the courthouse, like clerks and bailiffs and lawyers and judges, and defendants. People I sometimes are surprised at how much things we do to try to be helpful to people who are accused of crime. Our primary goal is to seek appropriate accountability, but in the process of that, sometimes it's a matter of helping. But you asked, you know, that's what I've been doing professionally for the last 15 years. And, you know, personally, we continue to live in the community, and my wife and our kids, we live together in Chapel Hill, and, you know, just there's a deep abiding love for this community. My wife is from Eflin, so she's a lifelong Orange County resident too. And so our connection to this community is deep, and I'm excited to serve in this capacity, and it really is kind of a family effort, what we're starting out.
Yeah. Speaking with Jeff Niemann as we start to wrap up, obviously a long way to go before the primary and then much more time before the general election. And we're really kind of locally, at least, kicking off the election season kind of officially with this conversation. So we'll have a lot of time to hear more from you in the coming month and into next year. But right now, what else should folks know about you, about the DA's office, about the upcoming election?
My campaign is centered around three primary principles, and those are community, equity, and justice. Community, we have a wonderful wealth of riches, in a sense, of resources that we need to harness, and we have been, and we should continue. With a university, with the research triangle nearby, we need to bring the resources of the whole community into the court system, into the criminal justice system, to try to make it more efficient, more fair. I have a track record of doing those kinds of things, and I believe as district attorney, I would do carry that on. Equity. Far too often, the criminal justice system places a disproportionate burden on people of color and poor people. And that's not right. And that's I have a track record of initiatives that have tried to ameliorate, not necessarily end that cycle. But that is equity, treating everyone fair and recognizing that equity and equality are not the same word, and that we need to try to have the most equitable court system possible and justice. I'm proud of my background of having tried every kind of case in criminal court, from first-degree murder to driving while impaired. And certainly sometimes my job is to seek convictions on people and seek a punishment, sometimes in the form of prison. But I believe that the role of the district attorney is to do exactly that, seek justice. Sometimes if the justice demands a conviction and punishment, but a DA should never lose sight of that primary goal, which is justice.
Running for district attorney in 2022 as a Democrat, yes?
Yes, of course, sir.
Correct. Is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, absolutely. Go to jeffneiman.com. That's Jeff, and then last name is I-before-E-Neiman.com.
There you go. Head there and get more information. Again, a lot of time between now and Election Day to learn more. Jeff Niemann, running for district attorney next year. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank
Best
you,
of luck.
Aaron.